Wasps. Wasps very nearly brought a Utah family's vacation in paradise to an abrupt end, and very nearly took the life of a husband, father, and former BYU Cougar hoopster this week. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley has more on the unlikely rescue.
The wife of Jake Schoaf credits earthly angels for her husband's recovery.
Thousands of people are praying for my husband. Thousands.
On Tuesday, the Schoafs and their kids, 14-year-old Zach, 10-year-old Brady, and 3-year-old Grant, were floating on kayaks down the Hanalei River on the island of Kauai. Jake's boat hit a wasp's nest. In the chaos that followed, Jake was stung numerous times, ended up in the water, and lost consciousness. Turns out he's extremely allergic. Emily had her hands full keeping her own boat upright and her boys safe, but she managed to flag down two nearby kayakers, Pam and Michelle. They immediately went into the water.
Michelle said, "I knew that he had to have no oxygen for 4 minutes and then he would be gone." She was counting every time he would stop breathing. Pam, also medical training, was counting every time he would stop breathing and for how long he would stop breathing. And he never went without air for more than like 5 to 10 seconds, because she would just slap him or she would move his face and it would open his airway again.
Pam and Michelle wedged the unconscious Jake between the two kayaks and worked to keep his head above water.
When we got all wedged in there, no one passed by for 20 minutes on the river, which was crazy because we had been passing people pretty consistently on kayaks. So it was very distressing. I'm like, where are people?
Emily called 911 from the boat, but rescuers had trouble finding them through the thick riverside brush. Once they finally reached Jake and got him to the bank, he had turned white.
My oldest son, who's 14, got into the ambulance and said, "Dad, you got to breathe." And Jake now tells us that he heard that. And so when he heard that, he would start gasping for air. And then he would go limp.
Jake ended up at a hospital in Lihue, a 45-minute drive away, where LDS missionaries gave him a blessing. He came around after receiving a third shot of epinephrine. But the ordeal was not over. Emily, who's 6 months pregnant, was having contractions.
So I went up to labor and delivery. I checked into the hospital and was admitted. So Jake, they changed him from ER to ICU. Once they did that, we were able to talk to each other room to room.
Both Jake and Emily are okay. Jake was discharged yesterday, the whole family together today, planning a barbecue with their new friends, Pam and Michelle, to celebrate. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.